98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.
So a list has been compiled of the top 10 Dublin legends from Dublin of all time. Be they alive or dead. And number one on the list, now this is a website that's geared towards getting tourists to visit Ireland, but number one on the list is, kind of unsurprisingly, if it's targeted at America, U2's lead singer Bono is number one on the list. But I'll tell you who else is on this list of Dublin legends. And I want you to text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Who else do you think should be on the list of Dublin legends? So let me give you some ideas. Oscar Wilde is there. W.B. Yeats is there. James Joyce. And then Donald Gleeson, the actor. He's on the list. Samuel Beckett, Maureen O'Hara, Bram Stoker, Roddy Doyle, Maeve Binchy, they're all on the list. But who would you put on a list of Dublin legends, living or dead? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Who would you put on a list of Dublin legends, living or dead? There's a few people not on the list that we're a little bit shocked by, but maybe you can help us compile our own list of Dublin legends. Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. You can also send us a voice message to WhatsApp on 0877 98 98 98. Michael, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Michael?
Not bad, Edgar. How are you?
Now, Michael, who would you put on the list of Dublin legends?
Oh, an absolute hero of mine and a man I've met a couple of times, Paul McGrath.
Paul McGrath.
Absolute god.
And he really is, and I've met him myself, and he's such a nice man as well.
He is, he's such a gentleman.
And born and bred in Dublin.
Yeah.
And he in his day, he was one of the best footballers we ever had. I think probably one of the best footballers we've ever had, full stop.
We've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. He should be on the list of Dublin legends, without a shadow of a doubt.
Without a doubt, yeah, top of the list. Well, I wouldn't say top of the list, but up there anyway.
But up there anyway, yeah.
Ahead of Bono anyway.
Absolutely. It's funny, when I mentioned this list in the office earlier on and said that Bono was number one on the list, everybody just went, no.
No.
Absolutely
not. Not even nearly.
No, I agree. All right, thanks very much indeed, Michael.
No bother. Have a good day.
6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98. You can also send us a voice message to that WhatsApp number, 0877 98 98 98. Who would you put on the list of Dublin legends, living or dead? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Okay, a few more suggestions. Phil Lynott is one suggestion as to a man who should be on the list of legends living or dead. Eddie, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Eddie?
Morning, Adrian. You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. Eddie, who would you put on this list? We're comparing
Here's my one. Slightly left field. Forget the likes of Bono, Lynott and all them.
Yep.
Eamon Mac Thomas.
Ooh.
There was never, ever a truer dub. The man was a historian, a lecturer, a writer, a broadcaster. In the 70s, he'd done a programme on Dublin. He was like the oracle of Dublin. There's nothing that man didn't know.
Okay, now I have to be honest with
Dublin
you.
Dublin legend.
Right, I have to be honest with you. I'd never heard of Eamon Mac Thomas until you... rang in.
Well, Adrian,
let me just
Google him. Yeah, he's a program.
I just did it
on YouTube, and it's absolutely fantastic. He tells you the story going back of Dublin in every episode, hundreds and hundreds of years. He was like the oracle. He does nothing about Dublin that man didn't know.
Okay, well, let me read what it says here about him, okay? Eamon Mac Thomas was an author, broadcaster, historian, Irish Republican, advocate of the Irish language and lecturer. He presented his own series on Dublin on RTE during the 70s and was well known for guided tours and lectures of his beloved Dublin. And he died back in 2002. I have to be honest with you, I'd never heard of him, Brian.
Well, if you like Dublin history, go on YouTube and watch his shows. They're absolutely addictive.
Right.
Brilliant to hear. Okay. And you'll love it. You'll love it. All
okay.
right.
Eamon McThomas, thanks very much, Eddie.
Cheers.
6797 98 98 98. I'd love to hear from you and let me know who you would put on the list of Dublin legends. They can be living or dead. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp message.
My Dublin legend would be John O'Leary, ex-goalkeeper for the Dubs. And also, I would also mention Kevin Moran, who used to play for Man United and was also playing for the Dubs in the Gaelic. Gene Craig, City Best.
Okay, thank you, Gene. And let me see, and here's another WhatsApp message on this same theme.
Morning, lads. Enjoying the show. I think the number one Dub would be Luke Kelly, a great Dub. I lost him too early. And there was one man in Dublin who entertained the whole city for years. Do you remember Bang Bang, Adrian? Bang Bang should be remembered. All through my childhood, he'd scare the living daylights out of you. Cheers.
All right, brilliant. Bang Bang! Can anybody tell us who Bang Bang was? Now, I know I've heard of Bang Bang, and I know there's a plaque somewhere in the inner city to Bang Bang. But can somebody explain to our listeners exactly who Bang Bang is? Text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Now, where am I going? Brian, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Brian?
Grand. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Brian. How are you getting on?
Grand. Come here. People will always have their own, but someone people always talk about has to be the Dubliners.
The whole lot of them.
The whole lot of them. I mean, where they've been played, what they've did. I mean, we still play our music today.
Mm.
Shane McGowan, and certainly Luke Kelly has to win there as well.
Yeah, Luke Kelly's already on our list, and in fact, we'll throw the whole lot of the Dubliners in there as well, yeah.
Luke Kelly should be on the list before Bono, that's for sure.
It's amazing. Not one person agrees with Bono being number one on this list.
That's because we don't like an American being top of the list. That's really where he is.
But why do people not like him so as much?
I mean, his attitude and his begrudgery. I mean, what has he done? I mean, every sports star, every music star has done something, whether it's a charity event, whether people remember these things, whether it's a donation. Bono just does nothing. It's all you hear in the news. He's donated this in America. He's done this for an American charity. He's done this. Just doesn't do that. He doesn't do meet and greets.
Just to make him a bad
person. You'd run competitions all the time. And then it's always meet and greet these stars that come over. How many times has Bono had a concert here? He's never done anything like that. But just little things like that people remember. He's just so up his own arse.
It's funny. Basically. If you're in America, they worship him. And then in his own hometown, people don't worship him. I've always thought it's fairly bizarre. But anyway, we've put the whole of the Dubliners onto our list of Dublin legends, living or dead. Keep your messages coming in to 0877 98 98 98. And you can send a WhatsApp voice message as well.
Bang Bang was a man down in the Liberties in Dublin 8. He basically went around with a key and pointed at you and went bang bang, like it was a toy gun, if you know what I mean. It was one of those big old keys that he used, and he used to go around and go bang bang. It was in Dublin the 60s, 50s, 60s and early 70s. And I think he passed away early 70s. Now, I'm not sure when he died, but basically he went around with a key around the Liberties area. And went bang bang to all the kids and that kind of thing. He was a harmless old man. He really was.
There you go. Now, I kind of did know that story, but well done for explaining that to us. Keep your messages coming in to 0877 98 98 98. Who would you put on the list of Dublin legends, living or dead? Send your message to us right now to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. And let us know who you would put on the list. Okay, here's another suggestion. Colm Meaney should be on the list of Dublin legends, yeah? I watched The Van last night and still think he is absolutely brilliant. Okay, let's have a listen to another one of your WhatsApp messages.
Hi there, morning. Jerry Ryan definitely has to be on that list. You know, no offence to you, Adrian, but nobody will ever top him on the radio. And I still miss him, as do a lot of people I know miss him on the radio.
Ah, isn't that nice? I totally agree with you. Jerry Ryan definitely on that list of Dublin legends. So we'd write his name down. So far we've Paul McGrath, Eamon McThomas. I'm going to actually look at some of his videos on YouTube. Luke Kelly and the entirety of the Dubliners. Jerry Ryan. Keep them coming in to 0877 98 98 98. There's somebody else saying Eamon McThomas. I'm going to look at his stuff on YouTube a little bit later on. Another one that's on the list is Phil Dennis is on our list as well. Who else would you put on the list of Dublin legends? Let's have a listen to this
morning,
message.
Lads. How about this one? Paul Howard, Arthur and Ryder of Ross O'Carroll Kelly. Brilliant books. Thanks, lads.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant books. And very Dublin as well. Yeah, Paul Howard is going on our list. And not one of you has texted in to say Bono should have been at number one on the list. The problem is, says this message, that Bono has done too much. He's forever pushing his humanity work down everyone's throat. And that's why people don't like him. Other suggestions, Andrea in Wicklow says Christy Dignam is a legend. He is a legend. He's a definite Dublin legend. I'm going to put Christy on the list. Good man, Christy, you're on our list of Dublin legends. Let me see who else is being suggested. Dublin legends should be Brian O'Driscoll and or Johnny Sexton, our two rugby heroes. Yeah, I'm going to put O'Driscoll down. Definitely. He's without a doubt, a Dublin legend. So Brian O'Driscoll is on our list. Bob Geldof would be mine, says another message. Definitely Geldof. Born and bred in Dublin, he's a... Yeah, we'd put Geldof down as well. So we have our own official top 10 of Dublin legends. Let's have a listen to one more message.
Morning, Adrian. I think Johnny Giles should be up there on the list as one of the best Dubliners of all time. What a man, what a hero, what a great footballer, what a great football pundit. Yeah, just really, really top guy. Met him once before and he's an absolute legend. So, Johnny Giles all the way, lads.
Oh, sorry, you're there. Well, there we are. Do you know what's very interesting? Not one person has mentioned a woman. Not one woman on our list. What's that all about? We're just reading out what has come in. Other suggestions. Dustin the Turkey. Is he officially a Dub? Yeah, I think he is, yeah. Dustin the Turkey. Gay Byrne. Bosco. Oh, yeah, okay. Brendan O'Carroll, he should be on the list, says that message. Katie Taylor. Well, Katie's from Wicklow. Not strictly from Dublin, but now loads of you are suggesting Christy Dignam. Brother Kevin of the Capuchin Day Centre. Yep, I agree. And one last call, and that's you on line one. Wydeth, you're on 98FM. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just wondering why everyone forgot Conor McGregor. He made over 100 million in 10 minutes. I think no one else made it.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's like Bono. People don't like him anymore. People, well, not everybody, but a lot of people have gone off him.
Well, not at the moment, but they will after 10, 15 years.
Right, okay, so you think we should have Conor McGregor on the list?
Oh, of course, definitely.
All right, so, other suggestions? Bernard or Alan Brogan? One of the Brogan brothers, yeah, okay, they're Dublin legends. Peter McVerry, Rosanna Davidson. Yeah, Mary Black, Twink, really? Dublin, you're taking the mic now. Larry Gogan, yeah, Larry Gogan's definitely a Dublin legend. And Robbie Keane should be on the list as well. Very good. All right, thanks very much indeed for all of your messages. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy and we're here until midday today. So on our list, Paul McGrath, Eamon McThomas, the Dubliners, Jerry Ryan, Phil Lynott, Paul Howard, Christy Dignam, Brian O'Driscoll, Bob Geldof, Johnny Giles, Conor McGregor and hundreds more. Hundreds more. And it's not our fault that nobody mentioned any women, bar Katie Taylor, who's not even from Dublin. So, Mary McAleese, she's not from Dublin. She's from the north. Anyway, there you go. Thank you. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.